Thank you for giving customer service a call. My name is Amina. How may I assist you?
Yes, I have two different numbers for y'all, but I just needed to find out an amount that's on my bank statement for $49.97. Wanted to see what I ordered or what's going on before I go and decline the payment.
Yes, ma'am, I'd be more than happy to look into it. Just bear with me this one brief moment.
I mean, I order a lot of stuff, but I ordered y'all.
Let's see, your first and last name would be?
Gwendolyn Watkins.
And that billing address for security purposes, please.
304 Rue de Gravel, number 24, New Iberia, Louisiana, 70563.
Thank you. So, yes, ma'am. Reviewing the account shows that there was a Wi-Fi booster that was purchased back on the 10th of
this. The $49.97 one? Because I have three charges from y'all. What's the charge on that one total?
Okay, so I do see that there was a purchase that was made for a Wi-Fi booster for the shipping and handling charge of $7.45. Along with that charge of that Wi-Fi booster, if there wasn't a cancellation of the account within the 24 to 48 hours, $49.97 would apply to the account. It would send you a $125 gift card voucher. And if you wish to continue each month, it would be that same price.
Wait, $49, I was joining something? I don't need to join anything.
Yes, you had joined the subscription.
When you make an order, it joins it? Because I never joined anything. What's the name of your company?
You ordered the Wi-Fi booster, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. And that's supposed to activate a subscription?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, how much is the Wi-Fi?
The Wi-Fi booster has nothing to do with the subscription charge.
Can you give me the amount of the Wi-Fi booster so I can check it off? You said it. I ordered a Wi-Fi booster.
Right.
I got that in. I have it. But how much? What was the amount of that one?
The amount of that one was $7.47. That was only pertaining to the Wi-Fi booster.
Okay, that's what I need to know. And then that other cost, I never joined anything and canceled.
It was automatically joined if you didn't cancel the account within the sufficient time frame.
What was the account?
It sent you a $125 gift card voucher.
Okay. I don't know why, because the Wi-Fi booster caused an account to activate.
That was only
I didn't know I was joining anything. That's what I'm saying, ma'am.
I understand. So I'm going to make sure I get this canceled for you, and we are able to provide you a 35% refund.
Well, I was wanting to know why. The name of what the service I was joining so said? What did I join?
It was a subscription that sent you gift cards each month for the amount of $125.
Oh, no.
The highest we can do you is a 50% refund, ma'am.
I'm going to have my bank take care of this because I didn't join anything. I just buried my daughter. And
I
might have hit something wrong, but I didn't intentionally. I mean, it's been too much.
I'm sorry to hear that. Yes, ma'am. Okay, ma'am. I'm sorry to hear that. I definitely would hate for you to have to go through that discretion of having to dispute the transaction and losing it. So I have no problem. Go ahead and cancel the account and get that charge reversed for you. Give me one brief moment, please.
Yeah, I need you to reverse it because my bank will take care of it if you don't.
If you dispute this transaction, ma'am, if you dispute this transaction, you can risk a losing that dispute due to the fact that we did issue out the product.
Jace knows me. Jace knows me personally and knows that I don't do anything like this. I don't join
okay,
any.
So this information on the account matches, ma'am. So if you do proceed with a dispute, you can risk losing that dispute, ma'am.
Well, are you going to reverse the charge? I won't have to.
Did you already dispute the transaction?
Not yet, but if you're telling me I only get 50% back when I didn't intentionally do this.
Okay, so it was automatically dead, ma'am. So if you did not cancel within a sufficient time frame.
Well, I didn't know it was doing that automatically joining. I mean, all I did was it said I want to apply, zero amount, just pay.
Okay, do allow it 3 to 5 business days for the funds to fall back into your account. I have a cancellation number for you whenever you're ready.
Okay.
That's going to be C as in Charlie, 258-76-6247.
But can I say that? C258-766-247.
That's your cancellation
okay.
confirmation. Thank you for calling customer service.
How much you putting out?
The $49.97 within the next 3 to 5 business days.
And what is your name? Thank
My
you
name is
so
Amia,
much.
AMIA.
Oh, I like that. AM what?
AMIA.
I love that. It's beautiful. You have a blessed day, Amia.
You do the
Thank
same.
You so much.
No problem. Thanks for calling customer service.
Thank you. Bye-bye.